You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it was not a good night for me on Friday. Let's recap the losing card for you. College basketball, I'm limping into the finish line. I go 1-3. My lone winner was on Purdue, minus the 5.5. They got the job done against Gonzaga. I had Marquette, minus the 6.5. They lose outright to NC State. I had Houston, minus the 4. They lose outright to Duke. Then I had Creighton, plus the 2.5. And they lose to Tennessee. The Blue Jays had the lead at halftime, but an 18-0 run in the second half put them in a deep hole, and they couldn't get out of it. Major League Baseball, it was a profitable day. I go 2-1. Those Nerfies have been good to me so far. I cash in the Braves and the Phillies. No runs in the first inning. Then I cash on the Giants and the Padres with a yes run first inning. They combined for 3 runs, and I cashed that ticket. I lose my first 5 total of an under 4.5 on the Pirates and the Marlins. They combined for 5 runs, so I lost that by the half a run. Add everything together, though, I go 3-4 on the day, and now we'll try to bounce back here on Saturday. So it's a combo card for me when it comes to college basketball. I'm going to be off the grid once again for the next 48 hours, traveling for Easter. I hope everyone has a wonderful Easter weekend. And really, the main game for me is the first one off the board on Saturday in college basketball. So let's start there. It's Illinois plus the 9.5 against UConn. So no handicap required here. I said before the Big Ten tournament that I would be picking Illinois to win the national championship. At some point, I did fear they would be required to beat UConn, and that time has come. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the UConn program and this basketball team. UConn has won 9 straight NCAA tournament games by 13 points or more. No school in the history of college basketball has ever done that. Bob Knight and the Hoosiers won 6 straight by that type of margin back in 1981. That's the closest thing to what the Huskies have accomplished. I still view the 1991 UNLV team as the best college basketball team of my lifetime. 30-plus years later, I can still name the starting 5 on that team. In the Final Four that year, UNLV was 34-0. They had won 45 straight games. They had the number 1, the number 9, and the number 12 draft pick in the NBA draft that summer. They were favored by 9.5 points over Duke. Funny, that's the same line as this one. Duke upset UNLV that night. This is deja vu all over again. So it's time for me to dust off the old Herb Brooks speech from 1980 with a few adjustments here. Great moments are born from great opportunity, and that's what you have here tonight. One game, if you played them 10 times, they might win 9, but not this game, not tonight. Tonight, you run with them. You shut them down because you can. Tonight, you are the greatest college basketball team in the world. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about UConn. They've won enough titles. This is your time. Now go out there and take it. I'm officially on Illinois plus the 9.5, and I've unofficially dumped all the little sprinkles in my house on Illinois plus 340. To win this basketball game. So that was my Herb Brooks there. Let's go fight an Illini. Let's cover the number for sure, but I'd really, really like to cash that ticket at the plus 340 on the money line. Game number 2, it's Alabama minus the 2.5 against Clemson. So this one's going to be short and sweet. No Herb Brooks speech for this one. I congratulate the Clemson coaches, players, and fans. I was wrong again. I was obviously wrong about the ACC in general. Upset win over New Mexico with the Lobos shooting just 29.7%. An upset win over Baylor with the Bears shooting just 38.9%. an upset win over Arizona, with the Wildcats shooting just 37.3%. So three games, three upsets, and three teams shooting well below average. Three early double-digit leads. Some would call that a trend. I will call it a great fade opportunity. Alabama, put your dancing shoes on. You're headed to your first ever Final Four. Roll Tide. I'm on Alabama, minus the 2.5 over Clemson. Then on Sunday, fresh off the press here, game number one, it's Duke minus the 6 against North Carolina State. So it's an ACC showdown in Dallas. Duke won the first meeting of the season, 79-64. North Carolina State won the second meeting in the ACC tournament, 74-69. If you think Clemson has been on a magical run, listen to this. North Carolina State upset Syracuse, winning by 18 as a 1.5-point underdog. They upset Duke by 5 as an 11-point underdog. They upset Virginia by 8 as a 2.5-point underdog. They upset North Carolina by 8 as a 10-point underdog. Then in the NCAA tournament, they upset Texas Tech by 13 as a 4.5-point underdog. And then on Friday night, of course, they upset Marquette by 9 as a 6.5-point underdog. So the Wolfpack have won 8 straight elimination games. On a neutral floor just a couple weeks ago, Duke was favored by 11. 6 looks like value to me, so I'm going to lay the points here with the Blue Devils of Duke minus the 6 over North Carolina State. And the final game here on the card for college basketball, it's Purdue minus the 2.5 against Tennessee. So this is a rematch for Maui. Purdue won the first meeting, 71-67. The Boilermakers are now 8-0 this year against teams that advanced to the Sweet 16. Their offense is ranked number 3 in the nation. Tennessee has 4 wins over teams still in this tournament, and it has a defense that is ranked number 3 in the nation. Listening to the postgame show tonight, they almost sold me on the Volunteers. But Virginia won the tournament the year after losing to a 16 seed. Purdue suffered last year after losing to FDU in the first round. And on Sunday, they will get to celebrate a trip to the Final Four for the first time since 1980. That's the highs and lows of athletics. So give me Purdue minus the 2.5 over Tennessee. So that wraps up college basketball. Hopefully I can hit the board with at least one win. And if it's Illinois, I'll take it and I'll be done with it. I won't request anything else. Now let's get to Major League Baseball. I'm going to jam 6 plays onto the card here. I'm going to start with Luis Arraez, the Miami Marlins, over 1.5 hits. That's a big number, of course, needing 2 hits in a game. It's at a plus 135 on DraftKings. I lost on Arraez last night in the prop bet newsletter, so I'm back for more. I considered everything from total bases to hits plus runs plus RBIs. Bottom line is, Arraez hit 354 last year. He hit 386 this spring. He's facing a righty today, a number 3 starter, and he's 0-for-10 on the season. I think he'll break out of his hitting slump with a multi-hit game today. So give me Luis Arraez, the Marlins, over 1.5 hits at the plus 135. Next up, it's a first 5 money line. I'm going to take the Oakland Athletics on the money line against the Cleveland Guardians at a plus 114. And yes, I know the A's are terrible, but it's J.P. Sears towing the rubber today for Oakland. He had a 2.07 ERA and a 0.84 whip this spring over 16 2/3 innings. I would likely have played one of his props, but nothing's been posted yet. I'm a big fan of Sears, so I'm going to back the 0-2 A's at home in the first 5 of the money line. Give me Oakland at a plus 114 over Cleveland in the first 5. Once again, I don't trust the bullpen, but in the first 5, I think Sears will take control. He'll take care of it himself and will at least push, worst case scenario, if he doesn't give up a run, right? But hopefully, Oakland can scratch something across and get me the win. Next up on the card, it's an earned run allowed prop bet. I'm going to go with Joe Ryan of the Minnesota Twins, under 1.5 earned runs. This is at a plus 130 on DraftKings. So Ryan had a 3.79 ERA and a 0.84 whip this spring, but he did give up 3 homers. I don't like that. Seems like Ryan always gets an early start at Kansas City each year. Last year, in his first start of the year, he went 6 innings, giving up 1 run at Kansas City. His third start in 2022. He went six innings, giving up no runs at Kansas City. Kansas City hitters are a career 153 hitting against Ryan. He's made six career starts against the Royals. He's given up zero or one run in four of those games, two in the other two. So if he gives up two, let it be an unearned run, because I'm on Joe Ryan of the Minnesota Twins under the 1.5 earned runs at the plus 130.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, it's Nerfy time. Play number one is a no runs in the first inning. It's the New York Yankees at the Houston Astros. Another plus money play here at the plus 110. So my first four baseball bets are all on the plus side. Getting a little risky with the card tonight, I think. So couple excellent lineups. So this is a high risk play. Marcus Stroman makes his Yankee debut, a 2.61 ERA this spring. Last out, he went six innings, giving up no runs against the Pirates. Three of his four starts in March resulted in zero runs allowed. Meanwhile, Hunter Brown is on the bump for the Astros. He had a 2.12 ERA this spring. So let's actually just get six outs before anyone hits the board this game. Let's go Yankees and Astros. A Nerfy. No runs in the first inning at the plus 110. Next up, it's a YRFI. It's the Washington Nationals at the Cincinnati Reds at a minus 120. So Patrick Corbin struggled early last season. He struggled again this spring with a 5.51 ERA. Meanwhile, Hunter Green for the Reds has a ton of potential, but he struggled again this spring with a 7.20 ERA. It's a hitter-friendly ballpark, so let's get a run in the first between the Nationals and the Reds at the minus 120. Then my final play here is another yes runs in the first inning, a YRFI. It's the St. Louis Cardinals at the Los Angeles Dodgers at a minus 130. So Lance Lynn had a 7.90 ERA and a 1.68 whip this spring. Meanwhile, Yamamoto had a 8.38 ERA and a 1.97 whip this spring. And he also got shelled last week against the Padres. I think one of these two teams will scratch across a run in the first opening frame. So let's go Cardinals and Dodgers, a YRFI at a minus 130. Yes, the Nerfy and the YRFI, they don't come naturally off the tongue yet for me. Hopefully, as we get a month into the baseball season, I'll be able to say it without getting tongue-tied there. But now, let's recap my card for a Saturday and a Sunday. In college basketball, the Elite Eight, I have Illinois plus the 9.5 against UConn. And once again, on the side there, I have them at the plus 340 with a little more than a little sprinkle. Game number two, I'm on Alabama, minus the 2.5 against Clemson. Game number three, or it's actually game number one on Sunday, I should say, it's Duke, minus the 6 against North Carolina State. And then, in the second game on Sunday, I have Purdue, minus the 2.5 against Tennessee. Major League Baseball for Saturday. No lines, of course, for Sunday, so all of my baseball plays will be here on Saturday. Hopefully I can survive, because like I said, I'm a little aggressive with the card, I think. At a batter, it's Luis Arraez for the Miami Marlins over the 1.5 hits at a plus 135. First five money line, I'm going to take the Oakland A's over the Cleveland Guardians at a plus 114. Earned runs allowed, a prop bet on Joe Ryan of the Minnesota Twins under the 1.5 earned runs at a plus 130. Nerfy time, I'm at the New York Yankees at the Houston Astros at a plus 110. And then a YRFI. Need him to score a run in the first inning. I have the Washington Nationals at the Cincinnati Reds at a minus 120. Then another YRFI. I have the St. Louis Cardinals at the Los Angeles Dodgers at a minus 130. So that's my card for a Saturday and a Sunday. Once again, I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. I'll be back online Monday. Hopefully, I'll be talking about the Fighting Illini headed to the Final Four, but we'll find out. Enjoy the games, everyone. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big.